Welcome to the Excuse My African podcast. My name is Stella Damasis and I am your host. Join me as I take you on a journey through the eyes of a misrepresented and misunderstood African girl abroad. In this episode, I will talk about hashtag free our girls. Now, everyone knows that I set up Excuse My African to change the narrative, you know, that the world has, the image that the world has of Africa, the image that media has portrayed about Africa. And I wanted people to see the possibilities, the beauty, the culture, our history, our people. You know, I wanted people to love Africa and understand why we're so proud to be Africans. But I will not deceive myself or any other person into thinking that Africa is perfect. There is no perfect country. There is no perfect place. There are no perfect people. The way I celebrate Africa, because it's my home and it's where I grew up, is the same way I would also tell you if there's something wrong. I will speak up for those who don't have a voice. I will speak up and call out leaders who are supposed to be doing their job and they're not doing it. People who are violating human rights, especially the rights of children. And that's why I want to talk about hashtag free our girls. And it's a story that has been all over the world. I really didn't want to talk about it, but there's a need for it because I can confidently say it now because the result, the end result is positive. I wanted to wait to see what would happen at the end of the day before I knew how to handle this episode or which angle I was going to take it from, because I didn't want to take it from a place of anger. I wanted to take it from a place of victory, and our expectations and hopes have been met. So I'm very happy. This is a story about some schoolgirls from Burundi. It's a story that happened in Burundi, and my heart was broken when I heard about it. So apparently, four or five of them, I'm not sure the exact number, they live in Burundi, they're schoolgirls, and they were doodling on their book, on their textbook in school, and they doodled on the face of the president. His name is Pierre Nkurunziza, and he's been president for 3 terms now. And a lot of people were not happy at the fact that, you know, he was president for 3 terms. Some people didn't want that. But anyway, these schoolgirls were doodling and they drew on top of his image in the textbook. Children will be children. They will do all sorts of things. Now, to everybody's surprise, when people found out, when the authorities found out that this had happened, they detained these young girls. These little girls were detained in a cell, in a holding cell. And they were going to face 5 years in prison if they were convicted. When I heard that, I said, no, this has got to be a joke. It is not possible that you would detain little girls in school for drawing on their president's face. I mean, how is that even possible? People are walking on the streets for doing even worse. They just drew on their books and they're in a holding cell. I'm like, what is going on here? I was in total shock. At first, I didn't want to believe it. And then I went on social media and I saw the whole world clamping down on Burundi and the president. So they had to let one of them go because she was a minor. I think she was 13 or something. She was a minor. They had to let her go. But the others were still detained. It is crazy. But like I said, I am saying this now and I'm getting this information directly from CNN. I'm saying this now because I've just been informed that they have been freed. So CNN says the Burundi schoolgirls detained for drawing on a photo of President Pierre in the school books have been freed. And this is according to a Human Rights Watch. They told this to CNN on Wednesday. Human Rights Watch Central Africa Director Louis Mugge said the 3 girls were freed from Ngozi Central Prison 2 days after Justice Minister Aine told state broadcaster RTNB that their provisional release had been approved. The schoolgirls were charged on the 18th of March with insulting the head of state. They were charged. They were charged for insulting the head of state and faced up to 5 years in jail if they were convicted. CNN was not immediately able to reach the Burundi government for comment on the case. The schoolgirls' detention led to international condemnation of the Burundian government, which is why I think they approved their release, because the whole world came against them. In fact, everybody started doing their own doodles. People went and Googled the image of the president and started drawing all kinds of things on his face just to show support for these girls on social media. And there was a hashtag that was created, Free Our Girls. The girls who are all minors are part of an initial group of seven arrested earlier this month in Kirundo province in the northeastern part of the African nation. I thought that this was a new thing, it was a new case, or it was something that just started happening. But apparently, this has been going on for a while now, and we are just beginning to learn these things. If we had known of these things, trust social media, they would have... I don't even know what words to use. That the rights of these little school children are being violated every day by their own government. It is scary. A 13-year-old was released for being below the age of criminal responsibility, while three others also were let go. School children in Burundi have been jailed before over similar offenses. In 2016, agents of the National Intelligence Service of Burundi arrested eight secondary school students for allegedly insulting Nkurunziza by writing phrases such as get out or no to third term on a picture of him in a textbook. They were jailed. I'm like, I don't get it. How you arrest people because they're speaking their hearts? We don't all have to agree with certain things. It just shows you that there are some governments that have refused to allow people their freedom of speech and their freedom of expression. It is a crazy thing. I mean, look, guys, you know me. I love Africa. It's my home. I'm an African woman, proudly so. But we should not be afraid or ashamed to call out the bad. We should not be afraid to let the world know when there's something going on and people are helpless in a place where we call home. We can't turn away from it. We have to speak our truth, no matter how bad it looks. Because if social media had not come down on this government, those girls would have been sent to 5 years in jail just for drawing. That same year, hundreds of children were expelled, guys. They were expelled from schools for scribbling on the president's face in their books, in their own books. It's not like they went to the National Library to destroy anything or to write on the books there. In their own books, they were scribbling on it. They were expressing themselves, and they were all expelled. Now they're jailing them. Nkurunziza, who has been in office since 2005, was re-elected to a third term in 2015, despite massive protests and concerns over the legality of running beyond his second term. I mean, how do people want to have that power forever? Like, you're leading a people. Power is not your birthright. You're leading a people. You're a leader. And if those people say you have done two terms, you have led them enough and they want somebody else to try, let it go. Are you going to force people to accept your leadership? How is that leadership? I can't understand how people think like this. These are the issues that give me sleepless nights, because Africa is such a beautiful place. So when people hear about stories like this, they get scared, they get worried. I hate the fact that stories like this will come out of Africa. It is so painful, especially as regards children. It is so painful because people, you need to visit Africa. It is a beautiful place. It has heart. It has value. It has culture. It has beauty. It has history. It has great people, but a few, just a few people want to turn everything around. And that is what the media will hear. The media will not show you the beautiful aspects of Africa. They will only emphasize and amplify news like this. The only reason why I'm talking about news like this is because there's positivity at the end of the day. They have been freed. Why? Because the global citizens, people all over the world on social media said, no, this is wrong. You cannot do this. And at least they listened and they freed these girls. But now they know that the eyes of the world is upon them. So as I am preaching the gospel of Africa, I will also not be afraid to call out these bad things, especially against children and women. And that's how I feel about it. Let me know what you think. Just let me know if you know more about the story, if you know what's behind it, if you know what's going on. Let me know. And if there's anything you want me to talk about, don't hesitate to let me know. Send me an email, okay? Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you'll join me again for the next one. You can contact me via email, excusemyafrican@gmail.com, or visit the website, excusemyafrican.com, for more details. Remember to stay positive and give love.